Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We started a new chapter, Babu Hath al-Sultani wal-Qadi wa ghayrihima min wulati al-umuri ala ittikhadhi wazirin salihin wa tahdhirihim min qurana'i su'i wal-qabuli minhum. The chapter on encouraging a ruler, a judge, and others in authority to appoint righteous ministers and warning them against evil companions and accepting their advice. So here we are speaking about people that are judges, people that are in authority, people that have given some type of rulership, that those people around them, they circle that they are keeping, the ministers, in other words, those that are advising them. Now what should be their qualities? Here we are told that they should be pious people and they should stay away from evil companions and accepting their advice, because evil companions generally will influence the decisions, influence the workings, influence the laws that are coming out from the authority because of that evil company that they are keeping. So therefore, those that have got some type of authority, some type of leadership, they should be very careful what type of circle they are keeping around them. So here we'll do various ahadith explaining that what type of people should be kept around and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is such that these great people, those people that are great, Allah Ta'ala makes it such that there is a person that is pious, that is close to them. People that are pious, that are always close to them and continuously advising them. This is also from the assistance and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you get a person that has got some authority, he's a pious person, Allah Ta'ala makes it such that people around him also are there to assist this person. So today's hadith, عن أبي سعيد وأبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما بعث الله من نبي ولا استخلف من خليفة إلا كانت له بطانتان، بطانة تأمره بالمعروف وتحده عليه وبطانة تأمره بالشر وتحده عليه من المعصوم من عصم الله رواه البخاري. Hazrat Abu Sa'id and Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhuma narrate that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah Ta'ala did not send any messenger nor appoint any khalifa without him having two advisors, one ordering him to do good and encouraging him towards it, one ordering him towards good and encouraging him towards it, and the other ordering him to do evil and encouraging him towards evil. The one who is truly protected is the one whom Allah Ta'ala protects. Just to understand this hadith, is that there isn't any Rasul of Allah, there isn't any message of, there isn't any Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he sent down. Here the hadith says, مَا بَعَثَ اللَّهُ مِن نَبِيٍ, that there isn't any Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he sent down, except that Allah Ta'ala appoints with him two advisors. One advisor ordering him to do good and encouraging him towards it, and the other in ordering him to do evil and encouraging him towards evil. In other words, every person has got this constant reminders coming in. One is of good and one is of evil. We should be careful that the circle we keep is that one only where good comes in. And when evil thoughts come in, then immediately we should dispel it. They don't pay any attention to it, ignore it, don't give it any thought. After some time, that evil thoughts also will simmer down. Those stray thoughts will simmer down. Many people complain that they got a problem where stray thoughts come, and sometimes even in salah, these stray thoughts are troubling them. So what should we do? So ulama give an example. If a person is driving on the highway and he sees a truck full of swines in there. It's on the highway and there's a truck full of swines there. Now when he look at it and he focus on it, or he'll just overtake the truck and he'll carry on with his life. He won't be too concerned, he won't worry about it. He'll overtake it, he'll ignore it, and he'll continue. So that should be our conditions when these stray thoughts of evil are coming. It came to the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, but Allah Ta'ala helped them. They got the special assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore you see the last part of the hadith, that the one who is truly protected is the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects. So Allah Ta'ala has protected the Anbiya alayhim as-salam. When it comes to us, the first thing we have to do is to see that the circle we keep is a good circle. And when these stray thoughts are now coming from shaitan, to do something wrong and to do something evil, and the person just diverts his attention, he doesn't give it much attention, after some time, on its own, those stray thoughts will disappear. But if a person continuously tries and tries and tries to dispel it, so he is now actually entertaining those thoughts more, those evil thoughts, and it will continue to bug a person. Ulama explained, it's like that car that just overtakes and he carries on. In other words, it was there, not to say it wasn't there, it was there, that straight thought was there, but we didn't give it any attention and we just moved on whatever we needed to do. After some time, those thoughts also will go away. Shaitan will also realize that I'm wasting my time in giving this person thoughts. Sometimes it's thoughts of wuzu. Person is in namaz now. Do I have wuzu? Don't I have wuzu? Did I make wuzu? Did I break my wuzu? I think I broke my wuzu. So all these are now thoughts coming from shaitan. We shouldn't entertain it. When the person is performing salat, he starts his salat. Now at that time, all sorts of thoughts, especially with the harad, start coming. Now shaitan is playing on the person's mind. Sometimes the person is in the toilet and I haven't washed myself properly, so he continues using water. Person is in a shower or he's bathing and now he's thinking, no, I haven't washed this part, I haven't washed that part, and he continues washing, and like that half an hour goes out, 1 hour, and sometimes more time goes away. So therefore these thoughts that are coming from shaitan of waswasa, that continuously sending these doubts in a person's mind, we should ignore it, put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and very soon you see a person will overcome it. On the other hand, ulama also explained is that Allah Ta'ala makes it such that a person gets intuition, a person gets encouragement, silent encouragement to do good from the malaika, that with a person, the malaika, that inspiration comes to do good, and there a person should be very careful that this inspiration to do good is actually a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is actually a mihman, a visitor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraging us to do good. So often you'll find a person being inspired, let me help some poor person, let me feed someone, let me assist, assist somebody that's in need, let me be respectful, this is a senior person, let me be respectful to this person, let me have patience at this moment. These are intuitions, these are good whispers that are coming, don't call it whispers, but good suggestions that are coming from the malaika that Allah Ta'ala has kept with every person. Ulama explained, now here to protect this visitor, to keep this visitor with us so that it can be an inspiration for us throughout our lives. There what we have to do is when this inspiration of good come, then we should act upon the good. So long as it is good, act upon the good, and you'll find that visitor will stay with the person. Continuously he'll be inspired to do good. Why? Because when an inspiration to do good is there, then this person acts upon it. If he's not sure whether I should act, should not act, I should do, I should not do, then a person must always take mashura. This is very, very helpful to any person. Continuously take mashura, and then he will see that he will be encouraged to act in the right way. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of acting and doing the correct things. So one, two lessons we learn from here is that when there is whispers of shaitan, then we ignore it. And when there is whispers, or not whispers, but encouragement to do good, then a person acts upon it, this encouragement will remain with him throughout his life. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.